on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline right now. We are joined by Carl Payne. If you don't know the name, you are familiar with his work, I'm sure. He was Cole on the show Martin, Cockroach on the show Cosby Show, and he joins us right now because he will be at the Arlington Improv this coming up weekend with 5 shows, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Carl, what is up, man? How are you doing?
Man, I'm blessed and highly flavored.
There you go.
Good.
Love it.
Good.
So glad that you're joining us on the show, man. I've talked to you years ago. It's been a long, long time. But I will let you know at the very beginning that Martin is my absolute favorite show of all time. So I am thrilled to have you on today.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I want to start at the comedy angle because, excuse my ignorance, because I had no idea that you were on the comedy circuit. When did that become a part of the game that you're throwing out there? Because you have a lot of things that you do. When did you start doing comedy?
You mean when did I start doing stand-up?
Stand-up, yes.
Yeah. I've been doing stand-up for a minute in terms of just playing with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hosting shows and doing stuff like that. But I got back into it on a serious note back in about 2017. And I was really about to shoot my special right before the pandemic happened. And then I also booked a new TV show, which is we're in our 5th season right now on Young Dylan on Nickelodeon, which I also direct a lot of those episodes. So I started getting back into stand-up around 2017 because here's the thing. I'm Batman. In case you didn't know, actually I'm not Batman, I'm Batman. And what happens is a lot of the times, you know, they'll choose a comedian to as the centerpiece for, you know, their own show and then surround them with people like myself.
Right.
You know, and I was like, okay, well, you know, if that's the formula that they can't see past regardless to what I've already done, then I'll put myself out there in the forefront with regards to that. Plus, it was also my bucket list of things that I need to do in this lifetime. You know, I mean, I grew up watching the greats, and I was like, I was inspired by them, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to be them. I want to be that.
That's
you
cool.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, and I was scared to death of it. Right.
Right.
And so anytime I'm scared of something, I got to conquer it.
There you go. Okay. Carl Payne on with this was Cole on Martin. And I want to go back to Cosby Show for a second. It's hard to imagine, Carl, that you were only on 12 episodes. It felt like your character was on there for the entire run of the show. But it was only a couple of seasons and 12 episodes, but you made an impact, man. Did you think that with that little amount of time that you were on the show that everyone would still talk about your character from that show?
Well, let's not take away from the actual show itself, right? The impact that the show had on our community, the culture, and just in the industry, you know, what in the industry itself. So, no, I didn't think that at the time. You know, I didn't think it with Martin either. It's like, you know, you know you're just going to work doing what you love to do, and it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's a testament to not only the show itself, but the work that I was doing or the work that you do. When you do something that stands out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes an impact. It's like, oh, wow. And you don't realize that until you're somewhere else or until you're in a situation where, you know, where someone else is telling you. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Like someone else is singing your praises or letting you know, hey, man, that was great work. Or, you know, you're at a concert and 30,000 people are screaming at you. You're like, who are they screaming for? And it's you. It's like, oh, damn.
Okay. It's remarkable that was so early in your career because, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you went to like a performing arts high school and this is what you wanted to do, but it's like your second acting credit that I see on IMDb. It's The Cosby Show, and it takes a lot of people a long time and a lot of work to try to get to the point of where they're on a show like that. And it happened so early for you. That's not normal in the business.
Yeah, you know what? I hear that a lot too, and you're right. It's not normal. And you know, I can't, I don't know what to say, you know, other than I it's a testament to where I come from, you know, excuse me, growing up in Harlem and New York, and just growing up in New York, period, and having that drive at such a young age to always, like, you know, I mean, we were latchkey kids. I don't know any latchkey kids today. I don't know any 7 or 8 year olds who are walking around with a key around their neck who are being trusted to be responsible, right?
Right.
So it's a different kind of day. You know, that's the problem. It's like, you know, we're from that era where that's what we do, right? That's the kind of stuff that we do. And we were taking buses and trains at early ages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By ourselves. So when you develop that kind of work ethic early on, and that kind of independent drive, if you will, you know, I feel like that being the second credit is only par for the course.
So Carpain, he's going to be at the Arlington Improv this weekend. Friday, the shows are 7:30 and 9:45. Saturday, 7 and 9:30. And Sunday show at 7 p.m. Okay, I'm not going to wait because Martin is my favorite show of all time. So let's get into that. And I loved it because of the way that it felt like you guys had the chemistry from episode one. And some of the mm-hmm. things that usually in a show that would be cut were left for all of us to see because you guys seemed like you were having so much fun. There was one episode where I think it was where the plumber, the guys thought the plumber died in the bathroom, and they were trying to get some kind of rug or something, and they pulled it, and you just bust your ass. But they didn't cut it and kept going. It was just right there, and it felt like that wasn't in the script whatsoever. And just right. all those little things that show that you guys are just having a blast. Did it look as much fun to us, and were you having that much fun?
Man, let me tell you something. I was like, they're going to catch us one day. They're going to realize that we are just out here having fun for a paycheck, and somebody's going to turn the faucet off. Let me tell you something. We had so much fun on a daily basis. And yes, you're right. And I think that was also one of the things that made our show what it was because we were able to tap into what everybody else already knew existed, which was authenticity. Right?
Right.
And you got to be able to, I mean, look at all the best shows. Look at Carol Burnett. Look at some of the best shows on the planet where they left stuff in because it was just like, that's natural. That's normal. Right? That's real. It's like, okay, we get scripted, but you know, and when you tap into that energy and that level of authenticity, I think people can relate to that more because they're like, oh, that's me. Well, that's my cousin. Well, that's my mama. That's my friend. That's my sister. That's my, you know what I mean?
Right. How much of that on shows, like whether it's The Cosby Show or doing a show like Martin or even what you're doing now, when you do comedy, because you can mm-hmm. script it to a certain degree, but how much do you allow for the natural improv instinct to come in with the natural comedy?
You got to allow for it because it's your voice, right? It's like a writer writes from his point of view or her point of view and or, so to speak, the character's point of view. But if you're developing the character, if you're the character, then you get to have a say-so in how that character would move, talk, drink, act, eat, walk, you know, take a moment, right? So you can take, excuse me, you can take a line like, let's say the line is, let's go swimming tonight in the LA River, right? Now you could take a line like that and somebody would look at it and say, that's a joke. That's two jokes. But my character will look at it and say, well, actually that's three.
Right.
Because I could go, no, we should go swimming tonight, which is like out of the blue. And then in the river, next joke, at the LA River, third joke. You know what I mean? Like, excuse me, you can break all of that up. And it's about delivery and your point of view. That's really the thing. It's about your character's point of view.
So I know a lot of people, and we have these discussions. This is Carl Payne from Cole from Martin, Cockroach from Cosby Show. He'll be at the Arlington Improv this weekend. We always discuss our favorite moments, our favorite episodes of Martin. And I want to hear this from you, because I think the one that you're most known for, of course, is the Rhythm Spoons, when they had the when they got the restaurant, and your idea was to give them the soup for free, but rent them the spoons, which is great.
Rhythm Spoons. Yeah.
And I don't know if that was your favorite or what stands out to you, because I do believe that the boxing episode with Tommy Hearns is mine. That I rank that at the top of my favorite Martin episode. So what about you?
You know what? It was all of the episodes where, well, first of all, working with people that I grew up watching, right? So let's take Love Boat, for example, which was one of my favorite shows growing up. And here I am working with Isaac and Doc and, you know, like, it was like, oh my, you know?
Right.
Or Pam Grier, you know, different people that I like watched as a kid. And here we are working together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whether it be Dolomite, Jackie Chan, you know, it's like, what? Richard Pryor, all these different people that came through, Biggie Smalls, Snoop Dogg, all these people who I was actually a fan of and who I admired, and then to find out that they're fans of yours too. That's like surreal.
That's cool, man. It's funny because I've seen somewhere where you said it felt like at times on the set, you guys were having fun, but the higher ups just wanted to get to 100 episodes to have some type of milestone. And maybe that kind of felt toward the end of it that you guys weren't appreciated. Do you kind of still feel that way about what happened toward the end of of Martin?
I wouldn't use the word by the higher. I mean, well, you know, would I use the word unappreciated? I would look at it more like, you know, when you're working in an environment that might be considered toxic, or when when the ship might be sinking or something, you're right. Like, okay, let's get to shore.
Right.
Let's hurry up and land the plane.
And you feel that was happening toward the end of March? Do you feel you guys could have gone another year or so if everything was scopostatic?
Easily. You tell me, could we have gone another year? Because even like you said, with the Cosby Show, it was only 12 episodes. So with Martin, people don't realize it was only 5 years.
132 episodes, right?
Yeah, they think it was a lot longer. So could we have gone longer? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, man, this is going to live on forever, Martin. I will consistently watch reruns and never ashamed of it, and quotes and all that. I can identify an episode 5 seconds to when it comes on. That's how many times I've seen every single episode of Martin, and I'm not ashamed of it.
And the beauty of that, though, is so, you know, that people like yourself are the ones that come to the shows, right? The people who love the show, who get to know now, find out a little bit more about me and get to hear some of those Hollywood stories and, you know, all of that stuff, right? So that's the fun that people get to have, and that I'm appreciative for too, is that, you know, people like yourself who are like, yo, I loved you on the show. I'm gonna come rock out with you. I'm gonna come check you out, you know, and support that.
And it's not just those two programs, man. You've been in Hollywood for a long time and done a lot of good things. So it's Carl Payne. Yeah. He'll be at the Arlington Improv this weekend.
Food for the soul.
There you go. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows. Go to improvtx.com and check them out and go out there this weekend. Man, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Okay. Really, truly appreciate it.
You know who I got with me? You know who I got with me this weekend? I got surprise guests coming all weekend. And I got, you remember Goldie from The Flavor of Love?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, man. She's out here doing her thing, and she's hilarious. She's about as country as you can get. Boy, when I tell you the words that she pronounced,
right,
have me on the floor. I can't take it. But yeah, we're going to have a good time this weekend.
Well, cool. Go check them out, man. Thank you so much for the time, man. I saw on the podcast where you said, I don't do a ton of interviews, so I really appreciate you taking the time to do this with me, man. It's awesome.
You.
All right, that's Carl Payne at the Arlington Improv this weekend. Go check them out.